time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with David Bellwood, Head of Access at the National Theatre, to find out what's on at the NT with audio description for blind and partially sighted people. Hello, David, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you for having me back.
David, we're going to start with James Graham's new play, Dear England, which I think might be about what some people might call The Beautiful Game, with Joseph Fiennes playing Gareth Southgate.
That's right, Toby. And Gina McKee playing a lady called Pippa Grange, who was the coach who took the England football team through their psychological hang-ups around penalty shootouts. Directed by Rupert Gould, it's going to be quite a fascinating production. There's a lot of writing happening on it during rehearsals. They're really working on the script as they rehearse it. Really fascinating. Massive company. Going to be very energetic. Going to be quite fun. Certain moments of great levity in it, which I think will be very exciting. And because it's based on historical facts and the recent past, listeners will be aware of most of the characters who make cameos. I think it's the easiest way to say that without giving away spoilers.
Well, not to give away too many spoilers, but will there be lots of sort of footballs floating around the National Theatre?
There will be a lot of footballs floating around the National Theatre. And presumably, though, I can't guarantee this, all the actors have been practising their penalties.
Oh, yeah. And what might the set be like? Have you had a sneak preview of that at the moment?
I have. So this play takes place at the Olivier Theatre, our largest theatre, and it does some very clever things with a changing room. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, well, Dear England will be audio described on Saturday the 8th of July at 2 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:30 p.m. and also on Thursday the 3rd of August at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. at the National Theatre's Olivier Theatre. Now, a very powerful new verbatim play from the testimonies of the residents who were involved at the heart of the Grenfell Tower tragedy. This is obviously a verbatim play and one that has a, you know, sort of, I suppose, a subject that we all can probably remember. I mean, it's 6 years on since that terrible tragedy, but I suppose a great thing that, you know, theatre is able to bring this to life on stage.
I mean, it's such a current and important story and very, very powerful to listen to the voices of the survivors from Grenfell. It's written by Gillian Slovo, quite a famous journalistic writer and playwright, and directed by Phyllida Lloyd, who did the Donmar Shakespeare tragedy, and Anthony Simpson Pike, who did The P Word recently. So a huge amount of care is going into this. And the play, just so your listeners are aware, it does have depictions of smoke and fire, and obviously it's, you know, adult themes and themes that people may find upsetting. But it's a remarkable thing to stage.
Verbatim theatre is very interesting because you got those words of the actual, you know, sort of with this one, obviously the testimonies of a lot of the people involved. But I do remember a few years ago, The Permanent Way at the National Theatre, and that, you know, sort of gave a real sort of insight into that. So I think the verbatim theatre has a sort of unique touch onto things.
It does. It's sort of because it sits in that line between what's real and what's made up, because obviously it's all real, but there's that sort of prism through which the actors deliver it and the directors draw the audience's attention towards certain parts of it. If your listeners haven't been to verbatim theatre before, definitely a really moving, powerful piece to attend.
Well, Grenfell, in the words of the survivors, will be audio described on Thursday, the 27th of July at 7 p.m. with a touch tour at 5:30 p.m. and also on Saturday, the 12th of August at 1 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:30 p.m. in the National Theatre's Dorfman Theatre. We also like to include in these catch-ups with David a couple of audio-described productions that are available online through NT at Home that listeners can watch from the comfort of their armchair. David, what are you recommending this week?
So this week I'm pulling out two. One is Blues from an Alabama Sky, absolutely phenomenal production directed by Lynette Linton. Glorious company, great acting. It's the story of people who dream. It's the story of dreamers and the idea of where their dreams might take them. And it's absolutely fantastic. And then Much Ado About Nothing, directed by Simon Godwin. Obviously a classic Shakespeare romp, beautifully, beautifully delivered, performed in our Littleton Theatre last year. Definitely worth checking out.
And there are a few sort of National Theatre's productions that are touring at the moment. I think The Crucible is touring, is that right?
So The Crucible is going to be in London, just not at the National Theatre. It'll be at the Gielgud Theatre in the West End on Shaftesbury Avenue. And that will have audio to describe performances on the 22nd of July and the 7th of August. But on tour is The Ocean at the End of the Lane, based on the novel by Neil Gaiman. Do see if you can find details about it in your local theatres. It's a phenomenal production. It's terrifying. It's literally terrifying and very moving. And the team have done an incredible piece of work taking Neil Gaiman's novel, translating it onto stage, tear-jerking, really moving, magical, and in places incredibly funny. So do see if you can find that.
It's got an amazing set, I believe. We had Feed Our Yarding reviewing that for us the other day. So if anybody wants to find out what The Ocean at the End of a Lane was like, to go and see with audio description, you can always catch that. David, if listeners would like to find out more about the audio described performances we have just chatted about and others at the National Theatre, whether that's actually in the theatre or available online, where can people go to find out more?
So for performances here at the National Theatre on the South Bank, they can go to nationaltheatre.org.uk, which is the same for our touring productions and other productions in the West End. And then for our online films, that is NT at Home. So NTATHOME.com. And that's where they'll find the audio described film performances, both from the National Theatre and from other theatres across the country.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, David, for sharing some great audio described productions with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.